Watcher. It's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. No nonsense this week, straight into the music. Was the Bob James Trio in August 62 in Chicago, his very first album as a leader. He'd just left the University of Michigan when this recording was made, and the trio had also just won the Collegiate Jazz Festival Combo Award. So Quincy Jones rushed the trio into the recording studio. That song, Ghost Riders in the Sky, was a pop hit of the day, the Ramrods, I seem to remember, and this is one of two bonus tracks on the CD reissue of the album. Bob James became as famous for his composing and arranging as for his piano playing over the subsequent years. He wrote the theme song for that wonderful American TV series Taxi, although I have to say I don't remember the theme song at this moment in time. Roy Brooks was on bass, Bob Posar drums. This next number is from a drummer-led group, as you'll work out for yourself pretty soon. We'll be right back. It's very rare for us to play a drum solo. Fantastic to watch live, but can seem like a long grind on a record. But I hope that was an exception. Ralph Peterson is the drummer and the only performer on that, The Fifth Insight. There's another drum solo on this album called The Seventh Insight, but the rest of the album is a Peterson-led quintet. Peterson was inspired by the James Redfield book, The Celestine Prophecy, for that solo. It's apparently the message of the mystics. Recorded December 2001. And now, here's a modern take on Thelonious Monk's Well You Needn't. Thelonious Monk wrote You Needna in 1944, but by the time he first recorded it in 47, it had become Well You Needn't. Here in May 2004, it's given a funky treatment by reed man Simon Bates, clarinet here as you heard. I think it's his solitary outing as a leader in the recording studio. Certainly it's his first. He's well known as a sideman and a session muso, so it made sense for him to be front and centre for a change. John Etheridge guitar, Bob Statham bass, Mike Bradley drums. I love, love, love this next song. Always have. Hope it's one of your faves as well.
When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. And when I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart, in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet.
Won't you kiss me, my sweet?
And so,
so
let us part.
So let us part.
For when I grow too old to dream,
Your love
will live in my heart. Oh yeah, oh
let us part.
For when I grow
absolutely delightful. When I Grow Too Old to Dream. That's a Sigmund Romberg, Oscar Hammerstein II song from 1935. It was originally in the film The Night is Young. And here it is, a mere 80 years later, March 2015. This album is called Two Songbirds of a Feather, and it's on the Arbors label. And there is an awful lot of pink involved. It's a pink CD, it's pink liner notes, it's pink, oh, it's just pink. And why not? It's co-led by Becky Kilgore, vocals and guitar, and Nicky Parrott, vocals and bass. We have featured Nicky a few times before, usually with Rosano Sportiello. Harry Allen was on tenor, Mike Renzi piano, Chuck Redd drums. And here's someone I saw just this very week. And when he came on stage to a rapturous reception, he pretended to milk the applause by encouraging us to continue clapping, and then announced that he was a complete worker. Well, worker with the second and third letters changed, and that set the scene for a fabulous gig.
Thank you.
And that's the title song from Joe Locke's latest album, Love is a Pendulum. It's a shortened version, it's a long, long track. Love is a Pendulum is based on a poem by Barbara Schrager, and the lovely poem is included in the liner notes of this 2015 recorded album. Joe Locke on vibes, as you'd expect, Robert Rodriguez on piano, and he's a name well worth looking out for. His bro Ricky on bass, and Terry on gully drums. That's the basic quartet. Rosario Guillian is added on soprano on that song. Other guests on other songs on the album. I've always admired Joe Locke's playing. I have a number of his albums as a leader and as a sideman, but seeing him live is a whole new experience. He really gives his all. Fantastic to watch. Yes, he certainly is a worker rather than you know what. Who else could this trumpeter be but Louis Armstrong?
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worry behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Leave the worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've got to make me a promise,
oh, yeah.
Promise to me
you'll
dream a little dream of me.
Yes. Two of jazz's biggest evers together, Ella and Louis. They recorded two albums together in the mid-50s, plus they were involved in a 57 recording of Porgy and Bess, but they had sung, played together, as far back as 46. This version of Dream a Little Dream of Me was from an August 1950 recording session in New York. It's billed as Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald with Cy Oliver and his orchestra. Oliver did the arranging and also conducted. Not that any of this list of musos would have needed any conducting. Paul Webster, trumpet, Hank D'Amico, clarinet, Frank Ludwig, tenor, Hank Jones, piano, Everett Barsdale, guitar, Ray Brown, bass. Oh, and I should say, at this point, Ella and Ray were husband and wife. And finally, Johnny Blowers, drums. Not every combination of big names works, does every time with Ella and Louis. Here's another one of our fave songs, Skylark.
Thank you.
Woody Herman Big Band, live at the Monterey Jazz Festival, October 59, with Hoagie Carmichael's Skylark. The arrangement was by Ralph Burns. Trombonist Irby Green was the soloist. It's tempting to give you all the band's members' names, but I'll limit it to a handful. It is, after all, an 18-piecer. Zoot Sims, Richie Kamuka, Condi Candoli, Al Porcino, Victor Feldman, Charlie Bird and Mel Lewis, and, of course, Woody Herman himself. I've just heard this song literally for the first time today, and I must share it with you right away.
Oh, Sankofa, high in the heavens you soar. My soul is soon to follow you back to yesterday's moon. Will it remember me back to yesterday's sun? It will rekindle me, rekindle the spirit into tomorrow and high on the wind. Sankofa flies again and again. Oh, Sankofa, high in the heavens you soar. My soul is soon to follow you back to yesterday's moon. Will it remember me back to yesterday's sun? It will rekindle me, rekindle the spirit into tomorrow and high on the wind. Sankofa flies again and again. Oh, Sankofa, high in the heavens you soar. My soul is soon to follow you back to yesterday's moon. Will it remember me back to yesterday's sun? It will rekindle me, rekindle the spirit into tomorrow and high on the wind. Sankofa flies again and again. Sankofa flies again and again.
Short, sweet, wonderful. From a Blue Note Cassandra Wilson album recorded in 93. It's her own compo, Sankofa. The liner notes just say Cassandra Wilson and voices. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a very brave pianist to call an album a tribute to Oscar Peterson and then recruit two of Peterson's best ever sidemen.
Thank you.
Basically, this album is a piano-based drums recording session with the occasional guest appearance. In the case of this song, Brotherhood of Man, it's Jeff Jarvis on trumpet. The leader, the pianist, is Shelley Berg. He was, at the time of this recording, chair of the University of Southern California's Jazz Studies Department and is now at the University of Miami. Well, he can also walk the walk. He also finds time to write music for TV and films and rock bands, so we know everything we need to know about this song, other than the names of the bassist and drummer. And they are none other than Ray Brown and Ed Thigpen. We're going to go right back to 1945 now, and I'm going to ask you to listen out for this pianist. Song was Swinging on Central, Central Avenue being the main jazz hub in Los Angeles, comparable to New York's 52nd Street at the time. The song, Swinging on Central, was recorded in Hollywood, June 45. The Black Lion album is entitled Anatomy of a Jam Session. It was put together by Eddie Laguna to bring together the older swing-era music and the early days of bop, pre-bop, really. The leader of the quintet is, rather oddly, the least well-known of the musos. It's tenor man Herbie Hamer. Charlie Shavers on trumpet takes center stage. John Simmons was on bass, and arguably the greatest drummer of all time, Buddy Rich, is here. So that just leaves the piano playing. That's Nat King Cole. It's time for Ellington. It's always time for Ellington. We'll be right back. and a little-known Ellington song, Short Sweet Cluster, recorded as so much of the Ellington catalogue, Just This Once. That was March the 18th, 1956 in Chicago. That was the immortal Clark Terry soloing and recalling Rex Stewart at times. And we heard from our next artist's father just a bit earlier, albeit only on piano. Here's Natalie Cole. Very sad to read of Natalie Cole's death a week or so back. A troubled life, but a real talent, and she seemed to have put many of her problems behind her at this stage. But could she ever escape being Nat King's daughter? That song was Until the Real Thing Comes Along. Tamir Hendelman on piano, John Cialdini on guitar, Tom Rainier celeste, Chuck Berghoff at bass, and Greg Field drums, and a huge, huge orchestra in the background. Another Monk compo now. And that was the Harold Danko Trio. Danko himself on piano, Michael Formanek bass, Jeff Hirschfield drums. A Jan 2006 recording of Thelonious Monk's Bayar. I'm rushing now to squeeze in one more before we end this week. Luckily, it's a shorty. Ken Poplawski, clarinet. Ted Rosenthal, piano. And we must feature him again soon. Martin Vind, bass. Matt Wilson, drums. July 2012. Let's enjoy the Harry Nilsson song, Without Her. I really, really hope you've enjoyed the entire show and that you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.